Every breath you take, every thought you think, every heartbeat that keeps you alive, all depend on ancient bacteria living inside your cells. These microscopic powerhouses, called mitochondria, aren't just cellular accessories. They're the reason complex life exists at all. Without them, Earth would still be a planet of nothing but bacteria, as it was for the first 2 billion years of life's history. No plants, no animals, no consciousness, just single cells drifting in primordial seas. This isn't speculation. It's the revolutionary insight that transformed biology in the early 2000s, earning Nick Lane's work the Royal Society Prize and a place on Bill Gates' essential reading list. What makes mitochondria so extraordinary isn't just what they do, but what they reveal about why we age, why we need two sexes, and why we die. These tiny structures hold answers to life's deepest questions, written in a molecular language we're only beginning to decode. Life's most profound split isn't between humans and other animals, it's between bacteria and everything else. For nearly 4 billion years, bacteria have dominated Earth, thriving everywhere from Antarctic ice to volcanic vents. Yet despite this numerical supremacy, they remain structurally simple. Meanwhile, eukaryotic cells, those with nuclei like ours, are 10,000 to 100,000 times larger and carry vastly more genetic information. Complex multicellular life evolved exactly once in Earth's history. Despite trillions of opportunities over billions of years, bacteria never made the leap. Every mushroom, maple tree, and mammal shares a single common ancestor. Scientists once thought certain primitive organisms were eukaryotes without mitochondria, but genetic analysis revealed these creatures lost their mitochondria after inheriting them. Mitochondria weren't a later upgrade, they were the defining event that made complexity possible. The traditional story seemed straightforward. A predatory cell engulfed a bacterium but failed to digest it. But genetic evidence revealed a paradox. The host cell was related to methanogens, microbes that survive only without oxygen. Why would an oxygen-hating organism harbor an oxygen-loving bacterium? The 1998 hydrogen hypothesis provided the answer. The bacterial ancestor produced hydrogen through fermentation, and the methanogen host, addicted to hydrogen for energy, formed a partnership to secure reliable supply. This merger provided energetic liberation. By internalizing energy production, the host cell could support features defining complex life: dynamic shape changing, large size, elaborate internal structures, and sophisticated DNA management. Bacteria, generating energy across their outer membrane, face geometric constraints keeping them perpetually simple. This explains why the merger happened only once. It required a precise sequence of unlikely evolutionary steps that made intelligent life possible. Mitochondria pump protons across their inner membrane, creating roughly 30 million volts per meter. This proton-motive force drives ATP synthase, a molecular turbine that rotates as protons flow through, producing ATP. When Peter Mitchell proposed this mechanism in the 1960s, colleagues dismissed him as insane. 2 decades later, he won the Nobel Prize. This gradient powers ATP production, nutrient transport, waste removal, and bacterial flagella. Bacteria will even reverse their ATP synthase, burning ATP to maintain their charge when respiration fails. Recent research suggests life began at hydrothermal vents, where natural proton gradients existed. Early cells harnessed these geological batteries, then developed machinery to recreate them anywhere, a solution refined over billions of years but never replaced. Bacteria face a brutal constraint, surface-to-volume ratio. They generate energy across their outer membrane, but when a cell doubles in size, surface area increases fourfold while volume increases eightfold. Energy production per unit volume drops by half, forcing bacteria to keep genomes small, typically fewer than 5,000 genes. Mitochondria shattered these constraints. By moving energy production inside, eukaryotes escaped the geometric trap. They maintain efficiency by adding more mitochondria as they grow. enabling them to grow 10,000 to 100,000 times larger than bacteria while supporting energy-intensive activities like predation and complex information processing. Despite their 3.5 billion-year head start, bacteria remained simple, while eukaryotes built redwood forests, coral reefs, and civilizations. If mitochondria originated as bacteria, why keep their own genes? Cells harbor hundreds of mitochondrial genome copies, seemingly wasteful. Most mitochondrial genes transfer to the nucleus. 95% to 99.9% now reside there. Yet no species move them all. Remarkably, different species independently retain the same core genes, suggesting necessity. The answer lies in respiration's demands. Energy production requires perfect molecular balance, poise where half the electron carriers are oxidized, half reduced. This maximizes efficiency while minimizing free radicals. But respiratory needs shift constantly, sleeping versus sprinting, fasting versus feasting. These rapid changes demand immediate adaptation that distant nuclear genes can't manage. When a mitochondrion lacks respiratory components, electrons back up, generating free radicals that signal protein needs. Local genes trigger immediate on-site production. Nuclear genes couldn't direct proteins to specific mitochondria. All would receive identical proteins regardless of individual need, causing respiratory chaos. This necessity for on-site genetic control represents a fundamental constraint. Mitochondria can never fully integrate. They must remain semi-autonomous. This creates complications for aging and disease, but it's the price of complexity. Even primitive organisms like algae and fungi have two mating types despite identical gametes. This contradicts evolutionary logic. A third type, able to mate with both, would have twice the potential partners and should dominate. Yet it never appears. The answer lies in organelle inheritance. One sex passes on mitochondria, the other doesn't. This uniparental inheritance represents the fundamental asymmetry from which all sexual differences grow. Mixing cytoplasm creates conflict between different mitochondrial genomes. Competing mitochondria jettison genes needed for energy production but not replication, harming the host cell. Evolution solved this by tagging male mitochondria for destruction or preventing their entry into eggs. This battle drove extreme differences. Eggs contain 100,000 mitochondria, while sperm have fewer than 100. Mitochondrial function requires precise coordination between mitochondrial and nuclear genomes. Misalignment catastrophically affects energy production, fertility, and aging. During early development, the egg's 100,000 maternal mitochondria undergo a severe bottleneck to as few as 10 per cell, exposing functional deficits and allowing selection for optimal mitochondria. The asymmetry that began as conflict avoidance ultimately shaped everything from gamete size to courtship complexity. Mitochondria give us life, but also take it away. As the primary source of oxygen-free radicals, they damage DNA, proteins, and membranes. Yet free radicals aren't merely destructive. They're vital signals that fine-tune respiration and communicate deficiencies to the nucleus. When multiple mitochondria fail simultaneously, elevated free radicals activate the retrograde response, shifting cells into a stress-resistant but energy-limited state. These cells survive for years unless stressed, potentially fueling chronic inflammation underlying age-related diseases. When ATP falls critically low, cells trigger apoptosis, programmed suicide, removing themselves quietly rather than dying through inflammatory necrosis. Timing depends on accumulated free radical exposure, which is why long-lived animals develop diseases later. Birds naturally slow free radical leakage by maintaining their respiratory chain in a lower reduction state, creating spare capacity. Humans live several times longer than equivalent mammals, suggesting we evolved greater spare capacity, perhaps because longevity benefited social cohesion, letting elders pass on knowledge. Our mortality is written in mitochondrial mathematics, but understanding that equation might let us rewrite it. Every aspect of what makes us human, our size, complexity, two sexes, aging, very existence, traces back to that singular moment 2 billion years ago when one bacterium entered another and never left. This violent accident transformed both partners so profoundly that neither could survive alone, creating an entirely new form of life that would eventually give rise to every complex organism on Earth. Understanding mitochondria reveals the deep constraints shaping all life. We're locked into architectural decisions made billions of years ago. The mitochondrial genes that refuse to transfer to the nucleus, the two sexes required to manage organelle inheritance, the free radicals that both power and destroy us, these aren't bugs, but fundamental features of how complex life must work. Yet this understanding offers hope. Birds that live decades longer than equivalent mammals by managing their respiratory chains differently prove that the equations governing lifespan can be rewritten. The challenge isn't to escape our mitochondrial legacy, that's impossible, but to work within its constraints more intelligently.